Welcome to this audio presentation of Choose My PCC, candidates for the Northumbria Police Force area. On the 6th of May, you will be able to vote for your Police and Crime Commissioner. Find out who your local candidates are and how to vote. The contents. The contents have been track indexed for ease of navigation. Track 2. About Police and Crime Commissioners. Track 3. Duncan Carlisle Crute, the Conservative Party candidate. Track 4. Julian Richard Kilburn, Independent. Track 5. Peter James Moran, Liberal Democrats. Track 6. Cara Kim McGuinness, Labour and Cooperative Party. Track 7. A statement by the Police Area Returning Officer for Northumbria. Track 2. About Police and Crime Commissioners. On the 6th of May, you will be able to vote for your Police and Crime Commissioner, PCC. The role of the PCC is to be the voice of the people and hold the police to account. Elections will be taking place in England and Wales, in London, Greater Manchester and West Yorkshire. There will be elections at the same time for mayors who exercise PCC functions. PCCs are responsible for the totality of policing in their force area and aim to cut crime and deliver an effective and efficient police service. 39 PCCs will be elected across England and Wales, of which 4 are also responsible for overseeing the Fire and Rescue Authority for their area and are called Police, Fire and Crime Commissioners, PFCC. These PFCCs are found in Essex, Staffordshire, North Yorkshire and Northamptonshire. There will also be 3 mayors with PCC functions elected in London, Greater Manchester and West Yorkshire. PCCs are elected by you and aim to cut crime and hold the force to account on behalf of the public. PCCs bring a public voice to policing and they do this by engaging with the public and victims of crime to help set the policing priorities for the area and consulting on their police and crime plans, ensuring the police force budget is spent where it matters most, and appointing the chief constable, holding them to account for delivery of their objectives and, if necessary, dismissing them. Work with others. PCCs, PFCCs, and mayors who exercise PCC functions also work with your council and other organisations to promote and enable joined-up working on community safety and criminal justice. The PCC, PFCC or mayor who exercises PCC functions does not run the police force or fire service. Chief constables and chief fire officers are operationally independent and they are responsible for the day-to-day operations of the police, but they are accountable to the public via the Police and Crime Commissioner. PCCs, PFCCs and mayors who exercise PCC functions are single, directly elected individuals, ensuring the public are protected, providing greater opportunities for collaboration and more effective scrutiny of public services. They ensure that there is an effective policing contribution to national partnership arrangements to protect the public from other national and cross-boundary threats. Represent the entire community. PCCs, PFCCs and combined authority mayors who exercise PCC functions are required to swear an oath of impartiality when they are elected to office. The oath is designed so that they can publicly set out their commitment to serve all of the people in their police force area, act with integrity and diligence, give a voice to the public, act with transparency so that they may be effectively held to account, and not interfere with the operational independence of police officers. Find your candidate. This booklet contains information on the candidate standing for election in the Northumbria Police Force area. You can also order a copy of this booklet in the following formats: large print, braille, and audio. To place your order, visit www.choosemypcc.org.uk or call 0808 196 2170. About your vote. You need to be registered to be able to vote. If you are not registered, visit www.gov.uk/register-to-vote or contact your local council. If you are registered and eligible to vote, you can either vote in person at a polling station, by post or by proxy, allowing someone you trust to vote on your behalf. In this election, you can vote for a first and second preference of who you want to win. For more information about your vote and other elections taking place on the 6th of May, visit electoralcommission.org.uk/i-am-a/voter. Track 3. Duncan Carlisle Crute, the Conservative Party candidate. Election statement. The Conservative government was elected on a promise of cutting crime, tougher sentencing, and protecting our police and emergency workers. Legislation is on the way to achieve that, and on May the 6th, you can play your part and vote for a new police and crime commissioner, one who will back the police, put victims at the heart of their work, and put the force back into the police force. Duncan Crute will do all of that and more if elected. Duncan has visited every part of the Northumbria police area and has seen for himself how communities are being affected by all aspects of crime. Whether it's antisocial behaviour in our towns, livestock and machinery thefts in our rural areas, or shoplifting in our retail centres, Duncan understands the effect that so-called low-level crime has on the victims and will make certain that the police have the capacity and drive to deal with all aspects of crime effectively. If elected, Duncan pledges at least one 24-hour police station in each council area, more police officers in Northumbria, more police on our streets, not behind desks. Police will be tough on all aspects of crime, zero tolerance on crime. Backing the police, crime, sentencing and courts bill. More protection from attacks for our emergency workers, more protection from abusers for our children, and tougher sentences for child killers, sexual offenders and violent criminals. On May the 6th, you have a real chance to elect someone who will be more than just a figurehead. Someone who will take the job seriously and make the most of this opportunity to put the force back into the police force. Vote for Duncan Crute on May the 6th. Prepared by election agent Alison Austin of 3 Ventnor Gardens, Whitley Bay, NE26 1QB. Contact details https://www.facebook.com/Duncan4PCC/ 07869502249. Track 4. Julian Richard Kilburn, Independent. Election statement. Let's release the police from party political divisiveness. As a medical doctor with 30 years' experience, I bring a professional skill set, including 6 years as police doctor, forensic medical examiner, working alongside Northumbria Police. Healthier policing is re-evaluating mental health and domestic and sexual abuse strategies. Fresh eyes are needed in the face of recent escalations. The police take up the slack on a huge array of mental health scenarios. Collaborations with specialist groups are best strengthened with first-hand professional experience. This is healthier than blindly signing checks. I will ensure none of your money is wasted. Monitor the impact of long COVID on our security and well-being. Healthier policing is cohesive, not divisive. A whole system approach to antisocial behaviour builds confidence in personal safety. Community initiatives powerfully complement strong, visible policing. My new Commissioner's Cross-Cultural Fund will ring-fence 1% of the policing budget for inventive, crossover projects that share cultures and break down borders. Let's recognise the value of the arts in rebuilding our way of life. Healthier policing is protecting families, addressing physical, mental and emotional impact of crime. Environmental sustainability prioritised on every agenda. Target an electric fleet and zero carbon policing. Healthier policing tackles public distrust and restores pride in our fantastic force. Strengthen the oath of office by removing party political oversight and conflicts of interest from the office of PCC. Clean up campaign to remove ego from office and discard self-promotion materials which damage public trust. Support healthy working environments with zero tolerance to bullying. Introduce an open appointment calendar to listen harder to individual concerns of police and public. Statement preparation by Dr. Julian Kilburn, Election Agent, 31 Hazelwood Avenue, Newcastle upon Tyne, NE23HU. Contact details, website www.drjuliankilburn.co.uk, Facebook at Dr. Julian Kilburn, Twitter at Julian Kilburn, LinkedIn https://www.linkedin.com/in/Julian-Kilburn-2A352642/. Instagram Healthier Policing. Email healthierpolicing@drjuliankilburn.co.uk. Track 5, Peter James Morne, Liberal Democrats. Election Statement. I've served the public as a Lib Dem councillor in Gateshead since 1984. I'm a solicitor experienced in the criminal justice process, a mediator and arbitrator, and a board member of the NUFC Supporters Trust. The office of PCC is expensive and ineffective. Northumbria police numbers have fallen, antisocial behaviour rates have risen, and police council tax precept has sharply increased without obvious improvement to outcomes or police presence. HMRC's last force inspection, 2019, found Northumbria police to require improvement in its effectiveness in reducing crime and operating efficiently. My top priority is to abolish the unpopular and unnecessary £85,000 PCC role and return oversight of Northumbria Police to panels of councillor and community representatives and borough policing plans. My aims are to refocus the force's operating model on everyday crime concerns, support a new offence of public harassment of women and girls, tackle ASB and disorder affecting communities, join up working with mental health and social care to reduce first responder pressure on police, review the late night levy and spend it transparently, address the local court system crisis delaying trials for years, reopen Northumberland police cells, allowing more police to patrol rural areas instead of ferrying detainees to Wall's End. Reduce reoffending through restorative justice and rehabilitation. Support continued cooperation with Europol. Emulate Durham's successful approach of targeting dealers, not users. Safeguard the right to peaceful protest whilst maintaining public safety. Strengthen local community safety partnerships. The National Liberal Democrat policy of funding two additional police officers in every council ward would mean 354 extra neighbourhood officers for Northumbria Police. A vote for me is a vote for common sense effective community policing. Statement prepared by Greg Stone, Election Agent, 38 Faldonside, Newcastle, NE65UH. Contact details, email petermornpcccandidate@gmail.com, telephone 07966 363 229, Twitter at PCC2021. Track 6. Cara Kim McGuinness, Labour and Cooperative Party. Election Statement. I'm asking you to re-elect me as Police and Crime Commissioner so I can continue to be your voice in the police. You told me you want a force focused on fighting crime and preventing crime, and that is what I'm delivering for you. Since 2010, the Tories have cut more than £140 million from Northumbria Police, resulting in 1,100 jobs lost. I'm rebuilding your force in order to keep our streets safe and stop people turning to crime in the first place. I'm recruiting hundreds of frontline police officers, hugely exceeding the government's offer to our force, as well as replacing departing and retiring officers. And I'll add to that with 60 new detectives to crack down on organised crime and online fraudsters. We all know neighbourhood policing is a vital part of good policing. I'll ensure the force changes so every resident can more easily access a dedicated named officer for their neighbourhood and improve ways to contact the inspector at the top of their patch. And I'll back neighbourhoods even further with a new antisocial behaviour task force to ensure the police, councils, housing providers and others finally meet up and focus on your problems together. I'm also backing the police with determined efforts to prevent crime. My violence reduction unit is targeting known offenders while at the same time reversing Tory cuts to youth services and bringing strong role models and hope back to young people at risk. And I'm recovering money from convicted criminals and ploughing it back into local youth services, bringing a sense of justice to our neighbourhoods who suffer the effects of crime. This form has been prepared by the election agent for Kim McGuinness, Chris McHugh, at Labour North, Labour Central, King's Manor, Newcastle upon Tyne, NE16PA. Contact details, www.kimmcguinness.org. Kim figure 4 PCC at gmail.com. 0191 246 5276. www.facebook.com/NorthumbriaKim. www.twitter.com/KIMcGuinness. Track 7. Statement by the Police Area Returning Officer for Northumbria. This booklet contains more information about those candidates where provided and other information useful to voters. The information provided by a candidate is their responsibility and may not reflect the opinions of myself or my council. As Police Area Returning Officer, I am responsible for coordinating the election and announcing the result in Northumbria. Police and Crime Commissioner elections will be held in Northumbria on the 6th of May 2021. The candidates standing in that election, alphabetically by surname, as they will appear on the ballot paper, are Cruz Duncan Carlisle, the Conservative Party candidate, Kilburn Julian Richard, Independent, Morn Peter James, Liberal Democrats, McGuinness Cara Kim, Labour and Cooperative Party. I can be contacted at Patrick Melia, Electoral Services, Room 3.17, Civic Centre, Sunderland, SR27DN. Email elections@sunderland.gov.uk. Phone number 0191 520 5550. Website www.sunderland.gov.uk/elections. The print version of this booklet is printed on 100% recycled paper. When you have finished with it, please recycle it. This is published by the Minister for the Cabinet Office, 70 Whitehall, London, SW1A 2AS. That is the end of this audio presentation of the booklet, Choose My PCC.